You're listening to On Purpose with Aisha Cogburn. And guess what? I'm Aisha. I'm on a mission to help people connect their purpose and passion with their profession. My goal is to bring you conversations with regular people like you who are bold enough to pursue their dreams, along with the tools and resources to help you pursue your dreams too. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode, and visit onpurposepodcast.com for links to the things we mention on the show. Now let's get started. Thanks for joining me. We've reached the mountaintop, the final episode in our six-part series on building your purpose-driven platform. If you've missed any of the previous five episodes, I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to them all. Collectively, this is a masterclass. I'm not even playing with you. I have given you all some good stuff. I'm not selling myself short. Remember, I told you one of the tips was embrace your expertise. I know I've laid out some good stuff in this series, and I want you to have all of it. And guess what? It's all yours, absolutely free of charge. So if you'd like to access all six of the episodes delivered straight to your inbox, go to mybrandonpurpose.com. That's mybrandonpurpose.com. Drop your email address and I'll send them to you. Now, let's head into tip number 11. Meet new people. The online world has allowed us to expand our reach and to connect with new people like never before. But are we actually getting to know people, or are we just collecting followers? Most of us are just jumping online to push our products and our services, or we're collecting business cards at networking events and never even having genuine conversations with people. We're just looking at how can they help us reach our goals? What can you do for me? But what if you made an intentional effort to actually get to know people? And I'm not talking about just potential clients either. What about potential collaborators? What about people that you have the ability to help that you're not looking for anything in return? It could be something as simple as connecting them with a resource or a person that they may find helpful based on what you know about them. I'm getting ready to drop a tactic on you that just may change your business when it comes to connecting with new people. So I've been on LinkedIn for a while. I'm connected to over 6,000 people, I think. And then there's, you know, people that can just, I have it set up now where people can follow me. I don't have to actually be connected to them. So I don't know how many people are out there like that. But one of the things I realized is that as I look at those 6,000 or so people, there's only a small number of folks that I actually know. Whether that's I've met them in real life or not, or even if it's just online, maybe I've actually had a conversation with them. Very small number of folks. So to fix that, one of the things that I started doing is hosting what I call experts roundtables. And it takes a little bit of work on the front end, but once you get the process going, it worked out really well. So I go through my list of connections. And I find people who look interesting and people that I want to get to know better. And so I have these roundtable dates set on my calendar and I invite people to attend. And only three people can attend each roundtable. So once it's full and you have to look at future dates. But when they come to the roundtable, I facilitate a mastermind session. And I'm not pitching myself or my program. They can't pitch themselves or their programs either. It's an opportunity to get to meet other interesting people and to learn from each other as we talk about our successes and our challenges. And People love these sessions. Now, I will tell you, there are some people that are skeptical. They're like, because we're just so used to people always trying to sell us something that even when somebody says, I'm not trying to sell you anything, you don't believe them. So I don't have the energy to like try to explain and fight the skepticism. Like I try to explain what it is, but if you can't get through that, I'm like, then just don't come because I don't have hours to explain this or try to convince you because there are other people on the list. So apologies if you are one of those people that I didn't continue to go back and forth over. But now, hopefully after hearing this, you realize I really wasn't trying to sell you anything. But I will tell you, as a result of hosting these sessions, wonderful things have happened for my business, even though that wasn't my intention. I've gotten referrals. I've been able to send referrals to other people. And it wasn't because somebody was forcing me to do it. It wasn't, oh, you got to come to this meeting. And as a result of coming to this meeting, you've got to send people referrals. No, I'm doing it because I want to, because I like you and I understand what you do. And I believe that you can actually help this person that I know. It's not a forced thing. And the wonderful thing about it is that I got to really get to know some amazing people who before were just a name on a screen in LinkedIn. And those people got to know other people in my network who they weren't even connected to before. And people love this so much that they were like, well, when can we do this again? Or they'll say, well, this should have been recorded because we talked about so many good things. I wish other people could have heard this. But that wasn't the purpose. It wasn't content for external consumption. It's just for us to get to know each other. I loved it. Absolutely loved doing it. People loved participating in it. And it met that goal of getting to know new people without it feeling forced or awkward or, you know, not knowing what to say or how to handle the interaction. And you can model something like this for yourself, or it could be something as simple as blocking out your calendar for 60 to 90 minutes every week for a coffee date, and then actually being intentional about extending invitations to connect with people. Because how often are we like, oh, we got to get together, and you never do it. But if you have that standing coffee date slot on your calendar already, then you can say, hey, next Friday, 11 o'clock, are you available? No? Well, what about the following Friday? Because I'm open every Friday at 11. You know, so it's simple. You're done. And it isn't 3 years later, we're still talking about, oh, we got to get together. So we just got to be intentional about it. We've got to put structures in place that allow us to do it and to do it in authentic ways. And I'll tell you, some of the greatest opportunities that have come to me professionally are a result of the people in my network. And these are people that may have started out as an online connection, but the relationship evolved beyond that. So tip number 11, meet new people. And tip number 12, be consistent. For many of us, this is the most challenging part of building a purpose-driven platform. And that could be for any number of reasons. So I want to just talk about three of them, three of the challenges to being consistent when it comes to building your platform. Number one, you don't have a strategy. So you're just kind of throwing spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks or whatever thing you happen to read about or someone talked about. And, okay, I'm going to try this week. So this week it's, okay, I'm going to engage more on LinkedIn. And then you're listening to a podcast and somebody was saying, well, you really need to be doing reels. And so then you drop the LinkedIn thing and you want to learn everything there is to know about doing reels. And you start doing that. But then you realize, wow, this is really taking a lot of my energy. I'm not creative. I don't know what to talk about. This reels thing, it's not really working. It's not attracting the people I want to attract. So then you move on to the next strategy you heard somebody talk about in the last thing you read. And if you don't have a plan, you're not going to have consistency. Consistency to what? And here's the thing. Even if you are successful, you probably won't even know what worked or why. And so you're going to have a hard time replicating it. If you want to focus on a plan of action long enough, you got to do it. You know, you've got to focus on that plan long enough to actually see the fruits of your labor. Another reason you may be inconsistent, it's because you're frustrated that you're not seeing the results that you want. And you may be consistently engaging in activity up until that point, but you feel like it should have happened faster. Well, I've been doing this for 3 months now. Why am I not where I want to be? But you've got to look at this thing kind of like compounding interest. It's, you know, it's like saving that penny. You know, if you save a penny every day, it's just a penny, it's just a penny, it's just a penny, it's just a penny, it's just a penny. Then bam, you got a whole bunch of money there. And it's the same way. You can be putting in that effort consistently, 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 and feel like nothing is happening and no one is listening. And then bam, it's happening. But too often we give up before we get there. There are so many factors that go into growth. And if one or two elements are off, then we might not be seeing the results that we want. So it isn't that you're not showing up. Something is off. And if you don't fix that thing that's off, you're just not going to get there. And that's why it is so good to have smart people to bounce ideas off of, like a coach or a consultant or a mastermind group. The solution, you know, the fix, it may be so simple, but you just can't see it because you're too close to it, or you just don't have the experience to know that thing that needs to be tweaked. So the third cause of inconsistency, and this is the one that I struggle with, you are trying to do too much. Listen, I am the queen of optimism when it comes to my capacity. Just ask my project manager, Erica. Erica Brown, I love you, Dr. Erica by design. I frustrate this woman to no end, I'm sure, because every week when we have our project meeting and, you know, we've got our plan set out for the whole year, and then we, you know, she breaks those down into the milestones, down to what I know I need to be working on week to week, day to day. And something can, you know, as we're figuring out what am I going to do for the week, I can be like, oh, yeah, I can knock that out by tomorrow morning. And 3 days later, I'm still working on it. I frustrate her to no end, I know, but I know the source of the problem. It's I just am not always good at estimating how long it's going to take me to do something. And so now I'm starting to try to write it down and to get a better gauge so that I have a more accurate reflection of what my capacity looks like and what my energy looks like. Because even though I have time, doesn't mean I always have the energy. And I'll tell you, this didn't just start when I became a business owner. I've always been this way. So it just is what it is. And so I'm working to put people around me who can help me to be more consistent by having more realistic expectations about how much I can accomplish on my own and looking for opportunities to delegate wherever I can. Because that's another thing too. Even though I may have people around me who are there to support me and take things off my plate, my default has often been to just do it myself. And so by being intentional about that and freeing up my capacity and knowing how much I can realistically take on, it forces me to push stuff off my plate because I know there's no way I can do this podcast and I can teach this class and I can run this mastermind if I'm doing all this other stuff too. So something's got to give. So take a step back and be realistic about your capacity. Look at all of the areas of your life. Your job, your business, your family, free time, sleep, exercise, all of those things that you enjoy doing or have to do. So, because you might not like cooking dinner, but there's ways to get around that too. But whatever that is, be realistic about what your capacity is. Get rid of those things, free yourself up where you can. But by just simply saying, I'm going to do more, I'm going to do better, that doesn't change things. So look for ways to tangibly change it or scale back what you're committing to. Also, take a step back and think about what consistency means for you. One person may choose to publish content every day. For someone else, it may be once a week. For someone else, based on their strategy, once a month may be sufficient. So the important thing is to establish a cadence that you can manage based on your capacity and then do your best to stick to that. Tip number 11, meet new people. And of course, last but not least, tip number 12, be consistent. Wow. We've covered a lot of information during this series, and I would love to hear what resonated with you most. So whatever platform you like to use, reach out to me and let me know what you're going to do, what you're going to change, because that's the thing. Simply possessing knowledge won't change your life. You have to do something with it. So I'd like to extend an invitation to you to do something, and that's to apply for the Platform for Purpose Incubator. There's someone out there right now who's struggling with a problem that you have the ability to solve, but they don't know you exist. We have to change that. It's about creating a legacy, having an impact that will outlive you. Let's just be honest. If you die tomorrow, your coworkers will be sad and they'll have a contractor in your office within the next month. And in a couple years, they'll be saying, what was her name? Wow, I miss her. She was really good. But your books, your messages, your videos, the impact of the change that you make in the lives of others that then enables them to go and do greater things, that's forever. But you have to do something. Doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to require all your time and energy. So I invite you right now to go to platformforpurpose.com and apply for the incubator, because you don't have to figure this thing out all by yourself. We've got community there to support you, and you can learn and grow together. Now, let me tell you, there's no obligation by applying. It simply allows me to learn a little bit more about your goals, and if they're in alignment, to have a conversation so we can determine if the program is a fit for you. And I hope we get to talk soon. I'm so glad you joined us for this series. Until next time, be sure to live each and every day on purpose.